queen shit. Nope.
I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. Everybody, I like to announce. Throw your hands up when we in the house. Yeah, this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. And tell your girl that the tickets is out. And we gon' do it till they kickin' us out. Cause this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. Live from the south side is one. Hide your gun. Representing Chi-Town to the fullest. Raps a bullet. See the rappers? They be ducking. When combi bucket in the kitchen, fucking. On the sink, got my mama a mink. Think common is the link. Thought the game was extinct. Later, them jeans is a slim and shaded. Bottle back from the 80s. Now let's make some babies. Freestyle paid off, so Lincoln pavement. Now we can push more whips than slavery. Alex Haley on this rap shit, my roots is deep. You heard your bitch of you, yeah, I know what's beef. Let it cook and I pop like grease. You thirsty niggas can't stop my feast. I still love her, she be needing a dick. When it come to hip hop, it's just me and my bitch. Everybody, I like to announce. Throw your hands up when we in the house. Yeah, this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. And tell your girl that the tickets is out. And we gon' do it till they kicking us out. Cause this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby.
You're like, what the fuck, they're in the weather. Man, they crashed my road so quickly, I bought another. Sorry, Mr. William, moved out the building. Spot to the top, 50 feet was the ceiling.
Slow down, son, you're killing them.
What funded it was not changed. That shitty deals, reminisce to give me chills. We puff, we were Biggie, Versace on every nigga. The best pack of cops, a Porsche, and drove through the city. Now all the little bitties, from ugly to pretty. I was the magician, mesmerized, I made them listen. My dick is like a blowpot, baby. And it gets stiffer than some Botox, baby. But show out, baby. And show me you ain't gonna act right. And I'll be pedaling backwards like a track bike. She know the Casio costs 100. It's been 2 years since I done it. Now all the rappers want it.
Everybody, I like to announce. Throw your hands up when we in the house. Yeah, this is hip-hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip-top, baby. And tell your girl that the tickets is out. And we gon' do it till they kickin' us out. Cause this is hip-hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip-top, baby.
As I sit back, relax, with Chicago on my back. Unzip the backpack, pull out a fifth of yak.
I probably go to jail for nah, that ain't me. I style crazy and neck like Jay-Z, the black Kojak. I get money and won't post that. The rap photographer, the way the flow snaps. Rod say, are you a philosopher? Yeah, yeah, I philosophize on top of y'all. Everybody, I like to announce. Throw your hands up when we in the house. Yeah, this is hip-hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip-top, baby. And tell your girl that the tickets is out. And we gon' do it till they kickin' us out. Cause this is hip-hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip-top, baby.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Can a Player Play rolling live, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Earlier, Blog Talk had some weird time up there from American Samoa. You know what I mean? Shout out to all my Samoan folks. What's good? Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your boy, Pretty Tony, with you. As always, joined by Mr. K. Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love, riding shotgun. K. Dizzle.
Elixir of Love in the house, trying to penetrate them eardrums.
And I think the neighborhood, let me go on and make sure I don't treat them like a stepchild. Is this the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee? Hello? Mr. Montana, is that you, sir? Well, I don't think that's Mr. Montana, but welcome to the show. We're here with you. Caller 111 just got dropped, I think. That was the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee coming through. What's good, Will? We back with you again. We still smashing. You know how we do.
Doing what we do.
Episode, Sex is Love. Love is sex. Is it really? We trying to get off, man. I'm going to tell you something right now, man. Some of y'all cats and kittens out there, y'all really tickling me right now. Seriously, because I don't know where y'all heads are at. I don't know what you're thinking about. I don't know how you're feeling. But some of y'all are putting way too much on sex, man, and way too much on relationships, man. And before everybody's like,
Tony, not to cut you off, but I think that might be Joe's back. I don't think that other one was Joe.
Okay,
he might be in the building now, though.
I'm waiting to see it. It ain't popped up on the screen yet. Normally, Joe flies in under the 111 banner. You see it? I don't see it yet. We're going to let Joe back up in here then, man.
Joe, is that you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know I'll be looking out for you.
Yeah, thanks, Diddy. What happened? You got an imposter in here?
No, yeah. Well, you know, when you come in incognito, you know, we don't know who's who. We just see, you know, 111, but that could be anybody.
All right, I'll tell you from now on, I'll be flashing my my question mark up and down, up and down, up and down.
That's like a secret code.
Like a bunny rabbit. I got you. That's
all
the
right.
Bunny rabbit move. We got you.
All right, that way you'll know it's me instead of some drive-by.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee to the show.
That's
always
right.
Had some property he bought cheap and want to sell it back to you at triple the price.
You got that. That's right.
Sex is love. Love is sex. And the first off, before we get into that, because y'all know your boy Pretty Tony, I like to keep y'all up to date with what's going on because a lot of y'all definitely asleep at the wheel, man. And I don't just come on here and run my mouth, even though it's a therapy session. I like to make sure I talk about factual things, and I like to make sure we talk about things. We're going to get into the sex part of it. But there's a bill working its way through the Senate right now called Senate Bill 1813. The Moving Ahead for Progress Act for the 21st Century, or some crap. A part of this bill is saying that the IRS will be now getting the power to decide if you can get a passport or not if you owe taxes.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this shit is getting out of hand, y'all. And they're trying to sneak all these things past us, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And they've quietly snuck it into the Senate Bill 1813, Moving Ahead for Progress for the 21st Century, some shit. But they're going to give the IRS the power to say, yo, nah, he owe us money. No passport for him. Yo, wake up, y'all. Smell the coffee, the rose, and the bullshit. I like to teach y'all things, man. That's what Playology is about. I like to teach y'all things, and I like being the voice in the wind. So all of y'all people who tune in to Can a Player Play, check up on that. If you haven't registered to vote, get out there and register to vote. I don't care who you're voting for. I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for. I'm telling you, get out there and register. We need to bring the power back to the people. And that is the public service announcement from Can a Player Play today.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there it is. TSA. Oh, it was PSA.
PSA. You know, check that bill out, man. And they're trying to sneak it by us.
And there's another part of the bill, too, I think, Tony. I think it's 1346, Section 1346, if my memory serves me right, that in the year 2015, cars will be required to have what's called a data box. The federal government will know through the Internet how many miles you've driven, where you've been, how long you've been there.
More game. See that? More game for y'all. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Smell the coffee, the rose, and the bullshit. And stop smelling the coochie.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're getting into that. Now we're now back to the regular scheduled program. Sex is love. Love is sex, y'all. I want to start this off by talking about this young man in Minnesota who met a young lady and decided, hey, we're going to hook up. got her pregnant, and whatever the reason, because I don't know the reasons he did this, but as far as I'm concerned, there is no justification. He decided that this young woman should not have his child anymore and decided he wanted to stomp the child out of her. That was his contraception method. I'm thinking, my dude, condoms would have been easier, or a blowjob. Real talk.
Condoms,
stomping,
yeah. Blowjobs. Sorry. Blowjobs, not necessarily, because there's a case which came down and was settled not in favor of the guy. If you give now your chick a blowjob, she can keep your jism, not tell you about it, bring it home, and put it inside herself with a turkey baster, get pregnant, and you've got to pay for that kid.
You know what I mean? That is unfair, but even with that being said, because you know we are pro-choice on here, where you believe what you need to believe and do what you need to do, but trying to stomp the baby out of this young lady is not an approved method.
We do not approve that message. Not good.
No, that dude just has some dysfunctional issues anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to rein this in. You've got to, you know, ecstasy is ecstasy. And we all love that feeling of ecstasy, that momentary feeling of whatever it is. But it's the consequences after the ecstasy that we have got to start spending more thought engaged in. A one-night stand can end up in an 18-year battle.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk, man. But that's what we're questioning today. Sex is love, love is sex. They say women view sex as love, and they say men view sex as sex. And I beg to kind of defer on that, because some of us as men don't have our balls in check. So we don't view sex as sex. A lot of you cats get some coochie Monday, and by Wednesday morning, you at the girl's door with your duffel bag talking about we together. Because she cooked you a nice breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's love. We got to be a little bit more selective. We got to start pondering on some things some more, ladies and gentlemen. Real talk. And no matter how many times we speak of this, it still comes back to it. But like the show topic said, I got some 21st century help that's coming to y'all real soon. And some of y'all are going to be like, Pretty Tony is crazy. But it's life. So first, I'm going to throw the curveball to Mr. KBD Esquire, since he calls himself the elixir of love. Sex is love. Love is sex. Is it really, KBD? The floor is yours, son.
Of course not. That's the contradiction of all times, man, where sex has been used as a tool, be it from the male or the female. It's been used as a mechanism for manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been It's been overstated in a lot of instances. It is a necessary function as far as repopulating the world. But no, no, sex isn't love, and love isn't sex. I think it's overrated. That's my opinion.
Hold on, KBD, you have a friend, one of your old friends. I think we went to dinner with him one night, and he has this philosophy where he says pussy is just life support, women are just life support for the pussy.
He said a woman is a life support system for a pussy.
Huh.
You know, did you hear the joke about, what do you call the space, the area surrounding a vagina?
What do you call it?
Useless.
Joe, my brother.
Y'all got the show sound like it's a male chauvinistic program today.
Throwing people on the bus again.
Right. Teddy Diddy goes, sex is not love, love is not sex. Contradiction of all time, and now he's throwing both of us under the bus, getting inside the bus, driving it, and rolling over us backwards and forwards.
Who was that fool that went across the wire to start that whole big war just because he was pussy whooped? And how many stories have we been taught that during history? Same shit over and over again. Even today, guys still going over to another guy's house and want to do some shit to this man because he pussy whooped because he don't want to blame his woman. He want to blame the other guy.
Is it truly being pussy whooped or is it truly because men do become attached to their women and really love them? I got a good question. And this wasn't elaborated on one of the shows that I was on, but I want to ask almost every woman I come across now, without sex, what the F do you have to offer?
Oh, wow.
Repeat that question, Joe, because that question bears repeating. What did you just say, Joe?
I'm saying I'd like to ask every woman I come across, without sex, what the F do you have to offer me?
Somebody's hand is up.
Go on and let him in, brother, because I think I need to refresh my switchboard because I don't see none of that. Go ahead.
562, you on? Hello?
Maybe they're listening on speaker.
562, you're on live. Come on.
10-4 or whatever it is. It's not 10-4. It's not copy either. What is it? Come over.
Okay, well, you know.
Raise your hand again if you decide to speak.
Okay. And that's what we're getting into today. We're asking the question, you know, Joe threw a question out. It's a fair question. Beyond sex, what else do you have to offer, brother? And I want to make sure another public service announcement. We in no way consider ourselves male chauvinist pigs who are just on here to female bash. We're asking relevant questions because the questions we're asking pertain to the male and female gender. How much of a price tag is attached to sex? How much of a price tag are you able to endure pertaining to sex? Started off the young man who decided the baby out of her. So we're asking those questions today. Sex is love. Love is sex. As we roll on into the show, I want to discuss 21st century sex. And 21st century sex just got on VO recently in the form of what they now call a virtual sexual companion called Roxy, ROXXY. When you touch her, she says what you want her to say, and she can provide all the feelings. The first prototype is not exactly perfect, but they figure within the next 10 to 15 years, they will be selling millions of Roxys because that is what we're going to come to. The new form of contraception, the new form of celibacy, it will replace hookers in certain countries. They will have virtual sex robots. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Google it. Look it up. ROXXY. They're saying that she will be disease-free, headache-free, and emotionless. You program her to say everything you want her to say in whatever language you want her to say it to, and then future prototypes will feel flesh-like and moist. That is where we're headed in the 21st century, brothers and sisters.
Cool. I can't wait.
I'm still trying to figure out how that's going to work. How is that going to work? You just look at it? I mean...
No, you don't look at it. You go through the whole process with it, brother. Insertion, ejaculation, the whole nine. She even talks to you before, during, and after sex.
Is it an android or...?
So it's a physical piece of equipment that you have in your residence or
yes,
close
sir.
To you?
The first ROXXY, Roxy.
I'll tell you something that's weird, okay? Because I've said this for a while. If you're going to give me a choice between a real, live, American-bred woman and a fully sophisticated Android that you can trust, that has all that, I mean, for all practical purposes, it's a woman, and you can trust it, right? I'd take that Android any old day.
Wow. Joe, did I just hear you say you would pick a robot over a live, breathing woman any day, brother?
If it's the robot that I'm thinking of, yeah, like, for example, the science fiction movies where you can't distinguish between the android and the human because the movements are all alike, the speech is perfect. It has, like, what in the Millennium Man, a positronic brain, right? Everything about it, except that it wasn't born from a fetus, I'll take it. I said, again, if I can trust it.
And no attitude. That's part of the
trust.
No emotional flaws or the flaws that she has or the ones that you programmed.
Right. Hey, you know what? I like that, too, because I was thinking about that. You can even plug in the things that annoy you just to keep you on your toes so that she's not like a Stepford wife, like Diddy's referring to. Like, for example, every once in a while she might annoy you over little stuff just to make it real. Let me have that anytime.
Joe, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What about if suppose it malfunctions and locks up on your dick?
Who's laughing? I heard a laugh. Well, then I'm going to enjoy myself. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, all right, you hold on, baby, because this is going to be a ride and a half. You don't want me to let go?
Look, now, listen. Now, David, what's his name, Carradine, he died of, what is, auto-asphyxiation.
Auto-asphyxiation.
And your ass going to die from android electrofuckacution.
And do that. When you see my autopsy, it's going to read smile on his face.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, everybody that's joined us. She was burned up
in a microwave snatch.
That's all right. If I got to go some way. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Think about shit. You either die that way or you die because some chick got a mental imbalance and now she's going to cut off your dick just like a couple of these chicks have done.
Wow.
Absolutely. And that's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. So hold on. Somebody else wants to join this conversation here from the 310 area code. Hold on. Let's say 310, you're on live with us. Welcome to Can a Player Play.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing all right.
Yeah, you know, I hear y'all talking about this sex thing, about is it love, if it isn't all that. Be realistic. This is a big misunderstanding. Weak men, weak niggas, man. And this Joe, you clown, you got on there, man, this android shit. And I'm listening to your show because I'm compelled to try to support you, but I really want to hear some stuff that's going to better me and better 100 other men. Not listening to dingling shit, okay? It's a mental state of mind, man. These dudes is taking pussy mentally all the way out of whack, man. That's what the problem is. It's not if it's love or not. These dudes have mentally got problems.
Okay. Now, when you say these dudes, let's clarify because I want you to make sure your point is well taken because that's what the show is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're saying that brothers have mental issues when it comes to their fears of dealing with coochie. In what way you think they have mental issues, my friend? What is it? What is weakness? What do you define as weakness?
Yeah, they're mentally weak, okay? Pussy is supposed to be a pleasurable thing only to a certain degree. After that, we back to business. We back to real serious life issues. And there's no way if I'm just in it to get a nut, that's all I'm getting, and that's it. If I'm fucking to get paid, then that's what I'm doing. I'm getting paid. If I'm looking for love, then I'm not going to look through it through the pussy. And this is the issue that I think that brothers need to really self-check themselves and then go on and explore. If not, jack the fuck off if that's all you want is a nut.
My brother. Okay, that point. we're going to take that foot, brother, because you came across very strong. And, you know, in defense of the previous conversation that we were having, the reality of what we're talking about, that ties into what you're saying, that a lot somebody is building a marketplace for the development of sexual robots. It's a reality. You can go and Google, look it up. They already rolled out the first prototype, and it, some of it comes back down to what you're saying is the mental incapacity of men to separate love and sex, or women, sex and emotions.
At that rate, they're going, if this is something that they're really implementing and is in full swing, then you're going to have guys going around loving androids and all this kind of shit. It don't matter. It's the feeling that they're falling in love with. And where the feeling comes from is where their attachment is.
If you actually listened to the show before you came on with the big mouth, you would have realized what I was saying was that the android is going to be the substitute for a woman, because women, most of them you can't trust. It isn't about pussy, dickhead.
All right, hold on. We got somebody else trying to join the conversation. I think we finally got some things rolling here. 323 area code, welcome to the show. What do you have to say?
I'm going to have to agree with the 323 guy, because he has made a really valid point today. It is really about pussy typically, and what happened to just taking the emotion of always wanting that and setting it aside. Like he said earlier, you both your nuts, you make love, it's a form of pleasure, and then you get back to reality, which is do whatever it is you need to do. But as far as just saying, oh, yes, I'm going to accept this android for what she is and control her and computerize her mind in order for her to follow my rules, that's really ignorant. And it is basically about pussy. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called the triple X. Roxy, triple X is not for a woman without who lacks, you know, her bitchiness that's inside of her brain, or a woman who complains too much or has too many emotions. It is truly about a man ejaculating inside of a robot. And I agree with the other guy who called and called Joe.
Look at this. We got two fucking people who come on here together pretending they don't know each other, trying to act like a long-time drive-bys instead of just short-term drive-bys. And the thing is, if you had listened to the show instead of teaming up with your ridiculous friend over there, you would have learned what I was saying. And I'll repeat it for you, because apparently you're a moron. An android in place of a real woman is somebody that I would like to have. But again, now try to listen. Because of the trust issue, not because of the manipulation issue. And again, as Diddy had referred to, and which I supported, was that I could program into this android even annoying features so that she could be real. Not for pussy, you stupid shithead. It's about... shut up.
Women.
I haven't finished.
A women,
I haven't finished.
Hold on. Young lady, he gave you the floor for a moment. Let him make his point. Then you can come back and make your counterpoint.
That
go ahead, Joe.
Like a civilized woman, which you should be programmed into. So with the android... Then you have somebody that is not about pussy. It's about love as a substitute for broads like you who come on the air and without knowing what was said, start accusing and start making asinine comments. Now go ahead.
Young lady, the floor is now yours.
Well, first of all, since you don't know how to actually address a woman without calling her names, I'd like to speak to the actual host of Can a Player Play, Pretty Tony and KDE. You're just the guy who stalks them and calls from a 111 number all the time. We listen to you all the time.
All the time, yes, of course. Like I said, you and your stupid dick friend, who have never called in before, have listened to the show before, and now have planned like two little twits to call on in and pretend like you know something.
We've
listened to Joe before, but we haven't called on in before.
We can't hear, ladies and hold on.
You know your mother would put the number on you, Joe.
We can't hear.
To the point where you're actually willing to have sex with an android, Joe. You're truly.
Does that really offend you so much that you have to call in with your dick instead?
Hold on.
Sex.
All the friend Stanley is more of a man than you
are. She has listened to the show.
Take the cortex out of your vagina and be a man, Joe. Please.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to have to mute both of you because I can't hear anything that either one of you is saying. Just hold on. We're going to let you right back on. Wow. We have really got the ball rolling today. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, can the player is rolling on. K. Diddy, where you at?
I'm over here trying to listen before everybody starts shooting each other, man. I got my hand grenades out. Man, it's wow.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
I might have to go get me an Android in a minute.
Joe, are you there, my brother?
Yeah.
Wow. 310, okay, I think we lost it. The 310, we lost 310. Whenever you come back in, 310, area code, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, you had your hand up, brother, and I was not ignoring you. By all means, the floor is yours, so go ahead.
Okay, so now she didn't want to hear no more from the Joe. I kind of support that. But Pretty Tony, we really want to know what you got to think about this on an overall view. You know, because he was eating any M so tough, he couldn't even really say nothing. And I understand that. You know, you got to sit back and kick back now. You know, tuck your balls and listen for a second, man, you know. Tony, what you think about this, Preach, Tony?
Okay. Well, since you ask, I'll answer. Love and sex are two completely different commodities. And I'm going to break it down to for you to understand something, because most long-lasting relationships, as time goes by, the eventual attraction fades. It's just the reality of life. And if you have based your entire relationship upon a feeling of ecstasy, upon a feeling of getting a nut or an orgasm, how many times can that feeling get you to where you need? I've seen many people who spend a great deal of time locked up fucking and sucking, and as soon as all that is over, the other 5-6 days of the week ain't nothing but arguing, and I hate you, and you hate me, and I can't stand you, and stuff of that nature. And I've seen too many dysfunctional relationships that produce children from this dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is important, but ultimately, at the end of the day, on what level do I care for you? I like to ask people this: beyond me and you having sex, how much do you care for me? How far are you willing to back for me, and how far am I willing to back for you? Those are the questions we need to ask ourselves, because personally speaking, and I can only speak for myself, Pretty Tony is looking for somebody who cares for him. That's the most important thing to me. I want to see somebody who, when I'm not Superman, every day I'm not strong, what are you going to do for me?
Or am I willing,
you know what I mean?
Or
when you're sick, and on the days that I can't have sex with you, am I going to go out because I need this release and leave you? I've seen idiots cheat on their spouses because they're laid up. And she just had a baby, and I'm not sure how many weeks it is after she has a baby she can't have sex. There's some set period where the doctors are like, shut the coochie down. But because you need a nut so bad, you ruined a good relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, as Joe was elaborating to earlier when we were referring to the androids, and for all of you, those out there who need to join the 21st century, it is a reality. Whether you like it or not, they have robots that are already starting to teach classes in Japan. They're teaching robots how to drive trains. They're programming cars for robots. They are becoming a part of our reality. So the eventual evolution of a sexual companion that's of an android nature is part of our reality. And it is all based upon trust issues. It is all based upon emotion, where we are so busy hurting each other that a lot of people would rather to deal with a damn robot or their self-esteem, because some girl in high school crushed his self-esteem. He'd rather to talk to a blasted robot. I don't know what it is. We all got our issues. We have lost the ability to care for each other. We have lost the ability to communicate. We really feel like men are on Mars and women are on Venus, or whatever the fuck that people say to us.
And lot of men have lost their self-esteem, and they're tired of being relationships that's dominated by the woman.
Absolutely.
And they want to get out, but they don't know how to get out.
And not only that, we as men, and even though this is a male forum where we talk about testosterone-driven issues, we're not chauvinistic by any stretch of the imagination. But I wanted this to be a male forum where we come and talk about the things that a lot of us were never taught. Most men, rather than say, I don't know, we go through life pretending that we understand certain issues, why we have deep-rooted issues pertaining to women. Most men will not go through life and say, I have a deep-rooted mistrust of women based upon the actions of my mother, my aunt, or my sister, or things that I've seen. And at the basis of this mistrust is why we cannot find the bonds that we seek. And most women don't want to admit that you have unexpected or unrealistic expectations of what a man should be. I cannot wear my Superman cape every day. I can't be Mr. Perfect. He does not exist.
Can't keep it up for 2 hours.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? I can't give you, you know what I mean? How many men can say, look, baby, I'm going to give you the best 10 minutes I got?
Well, a lot of men can say that.
Yeah, a lot of men can say that. We're talking about the 2 hours, T.
2 hours is what he's talking about. Yeah.
And so now we have built these multi-billion-dollar industries based upon our insecurities. That's why Viagra and Cialis are two of the greatest selling pills of all time. That's why everybody around here thinks
don't forget the AAA batteries, buddy.
There you go. You know what I mean? Multi-billion-dollar industries have been built upon our insecurities and our unsatisfying nature with ourselves. I'm always trying to be better than next man, or I want you to be better than next bitch. While the deep-rooted problems I have are truly within myself, but I choose to project it onto you.
Amen.
Yes, thank you for the from the congregation, because the pastor is upon his pulpit. But that is my humble opinion, and I thank y'all for tuning in.
Have you put back 3-1-0? Seems like I've got a new nemesis. Instead of 7-0-2, I have a 3-1-0, or the other one.
We just gonna have to get
our own little cheerleaders, man. That's all.
And let me size this, please, if I might. Is that if you two want to be chauvinist, that's fine. Me, I'm worse. I actually held women accountable for their stupidity. So I'm worse than a chauvinist.
Wow. Joe just threw that grenade. Now, Joe, I want to make sure, I don't want you to be misquoted, misrepresented, so I'm going to ask you the tough questions, Joe.
Yo.
Are you trying to just suggest that all women are stupid, Joe?
All women, all American women, inculcated with the fairy tale pornography, which they have received prior to even going into first grade, are stupid when it comes to relationships. And I'll tell you briefly why.
Please do.
Because they have, as we've discussed before, the narcissism. They also have unrealistic expectations, which you referred to before. And in conjunction with that, they have this thing about, I am strong and independent, yet at the same time, they do not want to share whatever they acquire through their strength and independence. In other words, they can choose between being the strong female and the weak little victim, still expecting man to ride in on a bright white horse. So when you have those two conflicting philosophies in the brain of a twit, which is what most American women are like, that's what you have.
Okay, and by you doing that mocking British accent, sir, so what about British women? Do you think British women also suffer from this?
I wouldn't doubt it. However, I've known a couple of people who've gone over to Europe recently, and they've confirmed that the women over there in Europe are nothing like the American women over here. In fact, they like to question, what is it about American women that seems that it's as though they want to emasculate men? And I don't know if they want to emasculate men, but they're surely, American women, are surely defiant at every corner. No matter what you say,
Well, that goes back to like you said, conception, Joe, because they've always been told that they were the weaker sex. So that brought about the whole conflict and the duality right there,
mm-hmm.
because they want to play that whenever it's convenient, but then when they want to show you how strong, how wicked, how cruel, how whatever they want to be able to do that too, and you're supposed to accept it either way.
Mm-hmm.
You're the man.
That's right.
And we're going to move on from that in a moment, but, you know, welcome to everybody that's taking time out of their day to join Can I Play a Play. We greatly appreciate your companionship, whether it's in our archives or you're online with us or listening to us online. We're a talk show that tries to, you know, educate, and so here goes another public service announcement, because I want to ensure that when you come here, you learn from something. Earlier I told you about them getting the IRS too deeply off. Here goes another public service announcement for you gentlemen out there, because Pretty Tony is always on his pulpit to teach something. We're going to talk about a virus called the HPV virus that is normally found in women, the human papillomavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Normally they piss it out. It's just an STI, you know, in there for a couple of days, they piss it out or it goes away. Some women, it stays in there for longer periods, and it can cause cervical cancer. Well, because a lot of you fellas out there have now decided to dine on, frequently dine on vagina for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there's just been a big medical research that came out and links HPV to the 225% to 300% rise in oropharynx cancer in men's tongues, head, and neck. Read up on that. I'm giving y'all game. I keep telling you, I don't just come on here just to talk and run my mouth. I'll be trying to give you facts. Y'all need to go read up on that. HPV and its connection to the 225% to 300% rise in oropharynx cancer in men. Normally it's because of tobacco and alcohol, but they say within the next 5-10 years, the HPV virus is going to be the big dog in men with a lot of cancers in their throat, head, and neck. So a lot of y'all might want to look into that, check into that, and be careful that the dinner that you've chosen to eat is not taking you out. And
right,
that was
so now, so now, I want to know what happens to a woman when she be given a blowjob. Hello?
Go ahead and say that again, brother. I didn't quite get that.
Well, we heard what happens to a man for him doing that, but does anything happen to a woman for her giving a guy a blowjob?
Well, I did not research that part of it, but I'm sure if you're sucking on a dirty dick, there are consequences and repercussions to ejaculating in your mouth or the consumption of tainted nuts. Yes, but just to be equal, next week I will do some more research pertaining to things that happen to women when they digest tainted nuts.
And I'd like to get back to something. I wasn't being facetious, neither talking about the android, nor about to ask a woman, what do you have to offer besides sex? When I'm talking about sex, I'm talking about the sexual transmission of affection, okay? I'm not talking about just the booty. Just the vagina. I'm talking about, what do you have to offer besides just the sexual attraction? Now, that's a very serious question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I completely 100% agree with that question, because that's a question Pretty Tony spends a great deal of time asking a woman. What do you have to offer me? What do you have to bring to the table?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a previous life, when I earned the name Pretty Tony, I meant that in a financial manner, but the older, wiser player emeritus, when I sit down and I converse with a young lady, I want to know, beyond sex, what can you add positively to my life? That's the only twist that I normally put on that question, because, you know what I mean, I need no more negativity than I've already been assigned. How can you positively affect my life. Mm-hmm. The only thing negative I need is a HIV damn test. That's the only damn thing negative I need.
I have a question, since I'm always throwing people out of the bus and jumping on hand grenades. I don't even understand why men even pose that question to a woman. You know, to me, to even pose that question, you're giving up a certain amount of responsibility right then. I think if a man know what he wants and pursues what he wants, he know the quality of a woman when he wants, he know what he's looking for, and I think he would just get that. He wouldn't even subject himself to ask what do she have to offer him. He would know what she got. He wouldn't accept nothing but.
Now, I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay. That's good. We want that.
And here's why, because when you meet somebody, myself, I don't want to waste time anymore, okay? I can find out over the course of a few hours of telephone conversations whether or not I want to take this chick out and spend any money, even on a cup of coffee. But the thing is that most men go through the courting period, and then they take out the woman, and she's, you know, she's giving you her other self, you're giving her your other self, by asking within an appropriate time. You know, what do you have to offer? You know, you can say it more diplomatically. But the thing is, what is it, philosophically, what is it that you have to offer me? I give you what you want. Women want status. They want money. They want the protector. They want the provider. I don't want to be your protector. I don't want to be your freaking provider. I am not your goddamn bodyguard, and I'm not your, butler.
But, Joe, you said you could find out on the phone call in a matter of 2 hours. And if you don't have no time to waste, why would it go beyond that?
Well, if I can find out within the 2 hours, it doesn't go beyond that.
Well, that's what you said. So I'm just
hearing
what you said.
Right.
You know, so it wouldn't even get into the philosophy of why she do this or why what she bring to the table, because you already know what your requirements and your expectations are.
Well, it might, because that might be part of my screening process. If it's not within 2 hours, it can be the next phone call or phone call after that. But I don't go out three times, you know, physically pick up some chick, get myself all nice and dudeed up and everything, just to find out that she's going to be the same bitch I dated a couple of weeks ago. Different skirt, different name.
Yo,
I
want to say this also, Joe, and you just made a very critical point. Once again, hold on, I haven't mentioned it because the show has been getting us so good. I want to make sure we take the time to thank the sponsors of the show, World Movement Records, World Movement Publishing, www.worldmovement.com. Reach out, check out what they got going on over there. They've been holding us down for a while. Greatly appreciated. Worldmovement.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now, getting back to the show, a point that you just made, which is a big point that I teach in the books that I write. You know, I mean, the whole playology movement, I encourage men to have a screening process. Stop screening women based upon your dick or based upon her ass or her tits. Screen a woman's character if you're looking for a relationship. If you're just trying to hit it and keep it moving, well, you know, the only thing you need to keep screened is the tip of your dick. But if this is somebody that you're interested in and you want to build something with, you have got to screen her, because women are taught at an early age to screen us. We're never taught that. We just thought, man, you need to hit that, get that, oh, you're the man, you're the man. You hit that, snap my finger. Y'all remember this, every little boy been to this. Smell my finger. Smell my finger. Nobody ever taught us to actually sit down and conversate with this woman, see what she's about, see what she got to bring to me beyond something on the tip of my dick. If, and key word, and in the book Playology and Who Is She and What Is She to You, I stress this. If she is wifey material, you screen her like that. And that's where a lot of y'all get caught up. You get caught up in a promiscuous woman's nature and your sexual attraction to her, and then you find yourself living with a hoe. Then you want to be mad. What are you mad about? You never took the time to get to know her character before you moved her in. You moved her in based upon the tightness of the coochie or the ferociousness of the head job. Same thing for you women. Moving people in because they dicked you down Monday, by Thursday, Friday, you done moved the dude in. Then, you know, 90 days later, you don't know how to get him out. Real talk. Hello, congregation, are you there?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and listen. That's what I do. I'm up on the pulpit. So, you know, Joe brought up a very good point. A screening process.
You've got to screen
a woman to find out what she's about. How you going to affect my life? Hold on. I think we got a caller trying to join in here. Let me let him in. I'm sorry I didn't notice you. I just saw you. I have to keep refreshing. It's either 702. You're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
How pretty tough. Couch, and it's real hard to get him out of my house. And he, I never, how do I get him out of this?
Hold on, say that again. I kind of missed that entire statement. Repeat that.
I said I got this guy in my house. He only been on my couch for about 3 months now, and I want him to leave. And he at work right now. How do I get him out of my house?
How do you get
Hold on,
young lady. We're not laughing at your predicament. You just caught us off guard at that question. You really did.
It sounded like you laughing at me. It sure sounded like you was laughing at me.
I just want to know how old is your couch?
You funny.
Okay.
How old is your couch? Because if your couch, you've been having it for a while, you might want to get rid of it too. He's been on it for 3 months. Get rid of the whole shit.
Well, then I want to get rid of all of it. But look, this is what happened. I met him at Sunset Station, and I slept with him. I slept with him on the first night. He's been at my house since then. He's been on the phone with his mama telling everybody we get married. That ain't true, and I want him to leave. But I'm too little. I'm a really, really petite woman, and it's just really hard to get rid of this dude.
You want this one, brother? Because that just caught me off guard.
I just told her I'd get rid of the couch and everything. Let the nigga stay on. He's been on for 3 months. He's been on that couch for 3 months. He ain't going nowhere. You can see why I'd get rid of the couch and everything. Get rid of the couch, she'd get rid of him.
Change the locks. It would be my first suggestion. Does he have a key to your home?
Yes, he does. He got a key to my house.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You met him at Sunset Station. You slept with him the first night. The guy got keys to your house. What else he got?
Well, he's been living with her for 3 months, so he would have keys.
That's his house. That man that pissed on his spot.
That is not that man's house. You don't understand me.
He pissed on his spot.
Out of my house. That is not my man, though. You don't understand. Look, I'm sleeping with somebody else anyway. He said he's going to come over here, and he's going to put him out of my house. I was just trying to figure out a better way to put him out so he don't get himself shot.
Does he ever leave the house?
He a TV guy, so he likes to stay on the couch and watch TV, play video
games.
Does he ever leave
the house?
He leave at nighttime. He said he going to his friend's house, but I know he'd be at the strip club because we got a lot of them in Vegas.
Okay, when he leaves the house, for how long does he leave?
Teresa, when did you leave? He stayed gone about 3 hours.
You can't pack his shit and put it outside and have the locksmith come over and change the locks in 3 hours?
Hold on. In all seriousness, before we get into all that, does he have a violent temper?
He said his wife fell on the knife the last time he was with her. She fell on the knife. He was making a statement. She ran.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to have to.
Well, you asked a valid question, but the thing is, she didn't answer it. If the guy's violent, you call the cops. The man is now a trespasser. You pack his shit. You leave it outside because women do it to men all the time.
That man ain't no trespasser. He a roommate. He got keys, and he's been on the couch for 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, of course. He's been living with you, right?
In a lot of places, the law won't even remove him.
No, not at all, because after 3 months with a key, he's considered a subtenant or some weird
resident.
Definition.
But people, he real disrespectful.
He's a resident.
He's real disrespectful with his mouth. He always, I'm not going no motherfucking way, bitch, and you got to put me out, and you better not leaving. And he told
then
he
you better
bad.
Talk to a lawyer.
I ain't got no.
Wow.
You got
hold on, young lady. Hold on. Because you know what? In all seriousness, this is one of them scenarios where, first of all, I didn't see that coming at all. That just completely caught me, like, off guard right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first question you need to ask yourself, young lady, is the question that I asked you, you know what I mean, is he a violent person? Secondly, the first thing you're going to need to do, like Joe suggested, is you need to put his stuff outside and change the locks. And hopefully you have a sister's house you can go to for a couple of days or something of that nature, because the law is not going to help you. Because if he can prove he's been there for 3 months, he's technically a resident, especially if he's received the mail there or anything of that nature. That's just weird, in my opinion, by the way. But it is what it is. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. I see you, Cruise Control, guest 4084, and everybody that's joined us, all the people on the switchboard. Thank you for rolling with Can a Player Play. And we're talking about sex and the things that sex can lead you into. As this young lady alluded to, she met a young man. Slam, bam, thank you, sir. Moved him in a little bit too quick now. She stuck there wondering why she can't get him out of her house. Those are the things that I talk about all the time. These are questions. There should have been a screening process that went beyond the throb of her clitoris and the ejaculation of his dick. And those momentary satisfactions, those momentary little moments right there can lead to a world of misery and pain that you call in a kind of play a play to ask how to move somebody out your house after 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that dude that she's sleeping with now, he ain't got that answer.
You know what I mean? Hold on. Let's ask her. See if she's there. Young lady, are you there?
I'm here.
KBD had a question for you. The new boyfriend that you have, and that still puzzles me that you have a new boyfriend and the old boyfriend you're having trouble with still lives with you because you're digging yourself into a deeper hole, by the way.
It's hard. It's really hard because I'm a student. I'm a school. I can't be at home all the time. I'm only 21. He's 33 years old. Got to leave.
But what about your new boyfriend? How old is he?
He's 25. He said, you know, he's going to come over there. He's going to put him out tonight. But I didn't want the man to get harmed. You know, I just want him to leave my house. But he said, oh, bitch, you mean, you foul, you're going to put me out. I ain't got no family. You 33 years old. I'm only 21 years old.
Oh, if he didn't talk to you like that, you shouldn't care what happened to him then. You need to check you.
Well, I guess you're right. We're going to have to find out tonight. Thank you, guys.
She has a pretty good heart because she actually is allowing a man who's giving her a sob story to stay with her. You should, in my opinion, you should contact a lawyer to find out what the laws are in your state.
Yeah, she's also allowing her present boyfriend to be put into a volatile situation by having to come and do what any man would
do is to try
to remove a man that's freeloading on his woman. You know, so she's going to have to do what she got to do. Just like she got herself in it, she got to get herself out of it.
Yes.
And by the way, we wish you the best on that. Just make sure your next move is your best move. Think it through. I would suggest, like, you know, Joe said, put his stuff out, change the locks, and hopefully the new boyfriend that you have has his own place. And you might want to go there for a couple of days. We're down to the last few minutes of the show. We want to thank
an hour and a half went by already?
Nah, Joe, the blog talk completely messed. When I booked the show, it had, you know, maybe y'all didn't even notice.
8:30.
It had me on American Samoa time. The show wasn't going to come on till 6:30, and I had to go in there and correct all of that. But we'll be back to 90 minutes next week.
Okay.
We appreciate everybody for coming through, you know. We start controversy as always, but hopefully our intent is to promote thought. Ladies and gentlemen, another public service announcement. Please get your HIV test if you're out there sexually active. I'm trying to give y'all some game, man. Playology. Hey, Biddy, tell them you love them.
We love y'all. Come back. Can a player play? It's just a world over thing.
You can extend the show, Tony, unless you're busy.
Oh, no. Got a few things to go and do, my brother. We're going to join back in next week, and we're going to roll with we got nothing but love for y'all. We're going to take y'all out. Hey, support the movement, man. You know, Playology. Play and step your game up. Who is she and what is she to you?
Hello, babe.
Rolling the ass, chicken for fellas, what do we have? A selection of butter and a cream, chocolate pecan.